Today's daf is Yevamos daf Pei Dalet, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis, Omer Rav Shizbi, Omer Rav Chizda. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shleimer for Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Leia Gittel bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Zecharia Shimon ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yabad Lechaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So at the very, very end of Perek Aral, we're in the middle of discussing the halachos of an androgynous, specifically the shaila of whether an androgynous is a beria b'fnei atzmoi, v'leyachriu b'chachamim im zachar im nekeva, in English, is an androgynous a sofik zachar, sofik nekeva, or, as we saw, a very strong tzad in the sugya, could be an androgynous is a vadai zachar. The daf is going to discuss Rabbi Eliezer's line in the Mishnah Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Adroigenis chayovin olav skila kizachar." If a zachar would be ba'an an adroigenis, he would be chayev skila as if he was ba'an a zachar. Mishkav zachar is skila, and a zachar that's ba'an an adroigenis is going to be chayev skila. There was a little bit of a discussion in the Gemara. Is that only true if he was ba'an the zachar kiderech mishkav zachar? What if he was ba'derech the nakfus of the androgynous? Would he be chayev skila then or not? A little bit of a discussion in the Gemara. Either way, Perek Oral is going to conclude with a brief discussion in the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Omer Rav Shizbi, Omer Rav Chizda. Rav Shizbi said in the name of Rav Chizda, Loi lakol Omer Rabbi Eliezer androgynous zachar ma'al yehu. Rabbi Eliezer clearly is saying that an androgynous is a vadai zachar. Why? Because if an androgynous is only a safik zachar, you can't give a zachar that's born an androgynous skila. By virtue of the fact that we say he's chayiv skila, that means he's a vadai zachar. Said Rav Shizbi in the name of Rav Chizda that even though Rabbi Eliezer holds an androgynous is a zachar ma'alya, but loy laka, now with regards to all halachas, in certain areas in halacha, an androgynous is nisraba and we treat him like a zachar, but in other areas, not. How do I know that? In Ata Eimer Kain, because if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Eliezer holds that an androgynous is a vaday zachar in every single sugi in Shas, then muktashim yikadesh, the halacha is, if someone's maktish, an animal that's an androgynous, it should be hektish, and it should be treated like any zachar, which is an animal which, in certain instances, depending on what carbon you're maktish it for, could have kedusha. And yet we find the Rabbi Eliezer shita is that if somebody is maktish an androgynous animal, it's not chal, regular kedushas aguf. Must be, it's because an androgynous is not a zachar, so it can't have the kedushas aguf of a zachar. It's also not an akeva, so it can't fall into the shulchan aruch of someone making an akeva into a carbon. It's nishtahin, nishtaher. It's a beria b'fnei atzmoi v'lo yachriu b'chachamim, and as a result, the halach is you can't be maktish it. But the point is that if you're going to tell me that an androgynous is a vaday zachar, then with regards to dinei hektish, an androgynous animal should also be a vaday zachar. So one thing the Gemara is doing is the Gemara is equating an androgynous person to an androgynous animal. And the truth is there are parallel sugis in Shas where the Gemara talks about the halachis of an androgynous Adam, such as here in Perek Aral, the sugis in Mesechtes Bechairis, and in other places that talk about an androgynous Behemo. And our Gemara, Rav Shizbi Amar Rav Chizda, felt that the two should be the same. And from the fact Rabbi Eliezer holds that if somebody would be maktish, an androgynous animal, we wouldn't treat it as if somebody was maktish a zachar. So you say Meris, Rabbi Eliezer did not treat an androgynous like a zachar, l'chol mili. Says the Gemara, uminon b'lekidish. How do you know that Rabbi Eliezer holds if someone's maktish in androgynous, the halach is it would not be hektish, etan rabbanon? I know it from the following braisa. The braisa is discussing a whole bunch of different psulim that you have in kachim. Hanirva. Hanirva is an animal that somebody was ba'aleh. V'hamukta. Mukta is an animal that somebody set aside for avodah zarah. V'haneva. That's an animal that someone actually worshipped. V'ha'esnan. An animal that someone gave a zayin as a gift. U'mechir. Somebody swapped it for a dog. V'tumtum. V'adroiginis. The halach is, in the event that they were oifos, that's important, metamim begodim abeis habliya. In the event that there was malika done with these animals, the halacha is the animal would be treated like an avela, and it would be subject to the very unique tumah that an oif kosher has in the event that it becomes an avela. So the halacha is that if you have an oif that's kosher, and it becomes a nevela, it's tameh. All nevelas are tameh. Oif kosher, nevela is also tameh. Not surprising. Here's the surprise. Here's the chiddush. The way it's metame is, it's metame begodim a beis ablir. So if somebody eats it and it's in his beis ablir, it's in his throat, the halacha is it's metame the begodim that he's wearing. Good. That's the halacha of oif. Now, if someone does malika, a kohen does malika on an oif, if the oif was an oif kosher, it's something that's roi lakrava, so then the oif is not going to be a nevela. If, however, the oif was not roi lakrava, then the malika is nothing, and as a result, it is now a dead oif, it would be a nevela, and it would be metame begadim, a beis ablia. So really what the Brice is saying in a roundabout way is that a nirva, a muktza, a nevad, an esan, a mechir, a tumtum, and an adroiginus, in the event that these animals were hektish, and they're oifois, they would not be kosher lakrova. So that if the kohen did the malika, it would not be a kosher malika, it would not be metairit from tumas nevela, to the contrary, it would have tumas nevela, and it would be metame begadim, a beis ablia. Rabbi Eliezer said, tumtum adroiginus, I agree with Nirva Mukta Nevad Esen Amechir, but I don't agree with Tumtum and Adroiginus, because an oif that is a Tumtum or Adroiginus is Roy Lakrova, meaning it's not Metame Begadim Abeis Ablia, the Malika would be a proper Malika. Shahoyi Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, because Rabbi Eliezer didn't just say, Abba Flake Zogin, Rabbi Eliezer used to say, Kamakim Shinem Zachor Nekeva, wherever it says in the Torah Zachor Nekeva, Atamoitzi Tumtum Adroiginus may name. A Tumtum and Adroiginus are excluded. They're not considered Zachor, they're not considered Nekeva. The Oif, however, in the Parish of Oif, all the different Sukkim in the Torah that talk about an Oif that someone's going to bring as a carbon, Hayovale Nemerboy Zachor Nekeva, it doesn't say anywhere Zachor or Nekeva, therefore, Iatamoitzi Tumtum Adroiginus may name. So a Tumtum and Adroiginus are not excluded. So what do you see from here? The Iker point that Rabbi Eliezer is trying to make is that a Tumtum and Adroiginus are kosher to be brought as an oif. But Rabbi Eliezer explained why. He said because it doesn't say Zachar in a Keva by oifus. However, wherever it does say Zachar in a Keva, the Adroiginus is excluded. Such as by a behema. If somebody would be Makdish, a behema, not an oif, a behema Tumtum and Adroiginus according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would not be kosher. I thought Rabbi Eliezer holds that if a Zachar is born an Adroiginus, that loch is his chayv skila. Doesn't it mean that it's a Zachar Vadai? It does, but only with regards to certain halachas. Amrav Shizbi, Amrav Chizda, Loy Lakol, Amrav Eliezer, Adroigin Azachim Alyo. He didn't say with regards to all halachas. How do I know that? Shim Ata Omer Kain, because if he meant it in all halachas, the Mukdashim Yikadesh, then when it comes to a behemoth, it should be hektish. And you see from this brisa, there Eliezer Shita is that if someone be maktish, Tumtan Adroiginus, it would not be hektish. Amrav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak added to this. And he said, Afana Namitanina, I have another right. Rav Eliezer Omer, Rav Eliezer said, Hakalayim, that treifa v'yoytzei doifin. These are also psulim in karbanos. So kalayim means it comes from a mixed breed. Treifa, as in Mesachtes Chulin fame, a yoytzei doifin means it was born Caesarean. It wasn't born naturally. Either way, these are all problems. Tumtum and Adroiginus, loy kedoshim, they can't become kadosh, v'loy mekachim, and they can't make something else kadosh. V'amar Shmuel, explain, what does this mean? Loy kedoshim means bitmura. They can't become kadosh bitmura. What's tmura? If somebody has an animal that's hektish, he has another animal that's chulin, and he says, has arezu tmuras, arezu chaluf, he says, the whole nusach of kapars. Right? So he says, instead of this being kadosh, I want this to be kadosh instead. So there's a whole parasha of tmura. What's the halacha of ayu? Who utmurasoy? Kodesh, not just that, you get Malkus, Pamayim Bahava, and it's a homosecht in Chas. But the point is, Shmuel said that what the Rabbi Eliezer meant when he said that these things are loikadoshim means loikadoshim betmura. That if somebody would take, we're going to focus on Adroiginus, and he's going to make it Kodesh through a Maisa Tmura, it's not going to be Chal. Veloy Mekachim is the same thing, but Oisa Tmura. In the event that you had an Adroiginus that's hektish, and now you want to transfer the Kedusha on that Adroiginus onto a Behemoth Chulin, it doesn't work either. It can't be on either side of the equation and the transaction when it comes to Tmura. So what do you see from here? Shema Mino Zakti Gemara. You see that an Adroiginus is Mufka from Hektish when it comes to a Behemoth. So Amar Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Afa Na Nami Tanino. I have another Raya. I have a Raya from a Braisa that Rabbi Eliezer was discussing in the context of Tmura. We see that an Adroiginus is excluded from the Halachas of Tmura. Why? If it's a Zachar, why should it be excluded? The Tarot says, Loi Lakol, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Zachar Ma'al Yehu. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Chayoven, Olav Skilu Kezachar. Tanya, we're going to the Braisa. Omer Rebbe said, Shalachti Lumoy Torah, Yitzel Rabbi Lazar Ben Shamua. When I went to learn Torah by Rabbi Lazar Ben Shamua. So Rebbe was a Talmud of Rabbi Lazar Ben Shamua. So he went to learn Torah. Chibru Alay Talmidav, Ketar Negoylam Shabbeis Buki. So the Talmidim, Rabbi Lazar Ben Shamua, they ganged up against me. They were very aggressive. They were very feisty. feisty, how feisty, like the roosters of this place, Beis Buki. They mamish didn't let me learn. There was one thing that I learned. They mamish weren't letting me learn. I heard one thing. You know what Rabbi Elazar said? Quote, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Adroigin is Chayav and Aloskila Kazachar. That was what he said. That was the last line of the Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph. It's also the last line of Perek Ha'aral. And on that note, Hadron Halach Ha'aral. So we're going to move along into the ninth Perek, believe it or not, of Mesechtes Yevamos, which is going to begin with bringing us back into Yevamos, but really only as the backdrop. Really, the toichen of this next parak is going to be very similar to the toichen of the previous prakim. We're going to continue to discuss different psulei kahuna, different halachas related to truma, related to meiser. So it's very much me inyan le inyan ba'oisa inyan. But again, with a yevamis backdrop. Sok deilig mishnah. Yesh mutaris lebaleim. There are certain women that are mutter to their husbands, they'll have to be married to their husbands, v'asurois liyiv meyim. However, in the event that they fell a yibum, they would not be allowed to do yibum. Mutaris liyiv meyim. There are women that are mutter to yibum, meaning in the event that they fell a yibum, it would be mutter for the yavam to do yibum, v'asurois lebaleim. However, right now, they're living with their husbands, be'iser. Mutaris le'elu le'elu. There are women that are mutter to their husbands and mutter to the yavam, like most cases. And then there are also situations where you could have a woman that's going to be asr to her husband, she's also going to be asr to the yavam. So again, just to set up yivam, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven is married, he dies, he leaves over no children. So the halach is, Shimon has a mitzvah to do yibum or chalitza with Eishes Reuven. So the Mishnah is saying that there are situations where Eishes Reuven could have been mutter to Reuven, but also to Shimon. Situations where Eishes Reuven could be mutter to Shimon, but also to Reuven. There could be situations where Eishes Reuven is also to Reuven and also to Shimon. And then there could be situations where Eishes Reuven is mutter to Reuven and mutter to Shimon. And the Mishnah now is going to give several examples. In fact, four examples to each one of these subclasses, as we'll see. The Eilu Mutaris Lebaleim, the Asturis Liyameim. The following are a list of examples of where you have women that are mutter to their husbands, meaning mutter to Reuven, but the Asturis Liyameim, but also to Shimon in the event that she falls Liyibum. Number one, Kayin Hedyet Shenasa Zalmana. In the event that a Kayin Hedyet married an Almana, which is okay. V'yesh Loi Ach Kayin Gadol. He has a brother that's a Kayin Gadol. So if Reuven dies, this woman, his wife, is now going to fall to Shimon. Shimon's a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol's not let him marry an Amana. So you have a woman that is mutter to her husband because a Kohen Hedyet's allowed to marry an Amana, but would be usher to the Yavam because in the event that she falls the Yibum, she's going to be usher to Shimon because a Kohen Gadol's not let him marry an Amana. Cholol Shenasa Ksheira. Another case would be in the event that you have a Cholol that married a Ksheira. V'yeshloi ach kasha. And this cholol has a brother that's a kasha. A cholol that marries a ksheira, so the woman now becomes a chalala. Why? Because a woman that's married to a cholol is by definition, once there's a bia, she then becomes a chalala. Now a chalala is allowed to be married to a cholol. So a cholol shenasa ksheira is a woman that's mutaris lebaleim. However, in the event that he has an ach that's a kasher, his brother is not a cholol, so a koyin kasher is not allowed to be married to a chalala. So it's an example of a woman that's mutaris lebaleim, but she would be also liyiv meim. Third example, Yisrael shenasa bas Yisrael v'yesh lei ach mamzer. You have Yisrael that's married to a bas Yisrael. That's kedas moich of Yisrael. He has a brother that's a mamzer. In the event that she falls the yibum, she's going to be also to the yavam. So she's mutter to her husband, she's also to the yavam. And then finally, mamzer shenasa mamzeres. You have a mamzer that was married to mamzeres, which is also okay. A mamzer is allowed to marry a mamzeres, but v'yesh lei ach Yisrael. So this is, again, is a situation where she's mutter to her husband because, although she's a mamzeres, but he's a mamzer, and his brother, however, is a Yisrael. So if she fell the yibum, it'd be a problem. So the Mishnah. These four examples are cases of mutaris lebaleim v'asuros liyameim. Ve'el mutaris liyameim v'asuros lebaleim. Second category. The following are listed examples of women that are mutter to the yavam, but also to the baal, also to the husband. So kohen gadol shekidesh es ha'amon. Here you had a kohen gadol that was mekadesh an amon. That was not okay. V'yesh lo'ach kohen hedyet. And he had a brother that was a kohen hedyet. So
this woman is also to her husband. Why? She's an almana. He's a kohen gadol. Almana's not allowed to be married to a kohen gadol. However, if she fell a yibum, she'd be mutter to the yavam because the yavam was only a kohen hedya. Now notice the Mishnah said, kohen gadol shekideish es almana. All there was kedushin. Why? Because in the event that there was nesuin, there would have been a bia. She would become a halala and she'd be also to the kohen hedya also. But that's why the Mishnah said, bediktuk, that it was a kohen gadol shekideish es almana. The Gemara is going to speak this out. Kosher shenasa halala. If you have a kosher that was married to a chalala, that's not okay. But he has a brother, that's a chalala. So she's also to her husband, because chalala is not allowed to be married to a kosher. But if she ever fell a yibum, being that this yavam is a chalala, so it would be okay. Yisrael shenosa mamzeres, not okay. Aba v'yeshloyach mamzer. So the Yisrael is not allowed to be married to the mamzeres. Asura is lebaleim, but being that he's a mamzer, so if she ever fell a yibum and be a mamzeres to a mamzer, it'd be mutaras liyameim. Mamzer shenosa bas Yisrael. Or you have a case where a mamzer was married to a bas Yisrael, which again is not okay, but he has a brother, that's a Yisrael. So she is not allowed to be married to him because she's a Bas Yisrael, she's married to a Mamzer. But if she ever fell a Yibum, she'd fall a Yibum to the brother, that's a kosher. So these are four examples of Mutara is Liyiv Mayim, Mutar to the Yavam, Vasura is Levaleim, and they're also to the husband. The following examples where this woman would be Asur both to her husband and to the Yavam, Kain Gadol, Shanasu Salmano, Kain Gadol married an Almano. And he has a brother that's a kohen gadol. It has a possible for there to be two kohen gadols at the same time. Kohen gadol emeritus, something we've talked about over the years. Or even if the kohen gadol was married to an amana and had a brother that was a kohen hedyet. If she fell a yibum, she would be also to the kohen hedyet. Ayu kohen hedyet is allowed to marry an almana because it was kohen gadol shenasa es almana. Once there was nesuin, there was a bia. If there was a bia, she's a halala. If she's a halala, she's also to all kohenim. Now she's going to be also to the kohen hedyet as well. Kosher shenasa halala. A kosher married a halala. That's not okay. V'yesh loyach kosher, and he has a brother. That's also a kosher. So she's also to her husband because a halala is not allowed to be married to a kohen kosher. He has a brother that's a kosher. So if she ever fell a yibum, it would be a problem as well. Yisrael shenasa mamzeres. Yisrael married a mamzeres, not good. V'yesh loyach Yisrael, and he has a brother. That's Yisrael. So she's also to her husband, and if she ever fell yibum, she'd be also to the brother as well. Mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael. V'yesh loyach mamzer. Same thing. You have a bas Yisrael that's married to a mamzer. She's also to her husband. He has a brother that's a mamzer. So if she ever fell yibum, she'd be also to yavam as well. These are four examples of asurois le'elu u'le'elu, where she's also side to the husband and to the yavam. The sharkal anoshim and all other women, that's easy. Mutaris le'baleyem u'li'ivmeyem. Meaning, we don't have to be creative to come up with a case where Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven dies, he's over a wife, no children, where Eishes Reuven was mutter to Reuven and mutter to Shimon. When you learn Yevamos, almost every single case is complicated and faplanted. But the truth is that Ein Mikra Yoytzei Midei Pshutei, Reuven the Reuven of cases of Yevamos are not problems, and therefore the Mishnah doesn't even have to get involved in what a case is, where it's going to be mutaris le'elo u'le'elo. Moving along, Shniyos Midevrei Seifim. In the event that there are Shniyos Midevrei Seifim. What are Shniyos Midevrei Seifim? Ein Yevamos Tav Chaf Aleph. But Shniyos Midevrei Seifim, these are secondary arayas. These are arayas midrabanan. So the halach is shniyah lebavalei shniyah liyavam. In the event that she was a shniyah to the husband, but not shniyah to the yavam, asru lebal mitaros liyavam. So she's also to her husband, but she's going to be mutter to the yavam. Shniyah liyavam v'lo shniyah lebal. In the event that she was a shniyah to the yavam, but she wasn't a shniyah to the husband, asru liyavam mitaros lebal. Then to the contrary, she's going to be also to the yavam. She's going to be mutter to her husband. Shniyah lezeh ulezeh. In the event that she was a shniyah to both, asru lezeh ulezeh, then she's going to be also to both. Now, in the event that she's a shniyah to her husband. The Mishnah gives us a little bit of a Shulchan Aruch. When we learn the Gemara, we'll go into this a little bit more. Number one, Ein la like ksuba. So a woman that gets married, she was a shnia. Her husband has to give her a get, doesn't have to give her a ksuba. V'loi peiros. He also doesn't have to reimburse her peiros nechsem elog. We'll see what that means. V'loi mizoinos. He doesn't have to support her. Ordinarily, a husband has a chiv to support his wife. He doesn't have to. V'loi balois. Not just that. He does not have to give her any worn-out clothing that there are. V'aflat kosher. If there's a child, the child is going to be a kosher. V'koyfenois l'hoitzi. And we force him to give his wife a get. Amon l'koyin gadol. Gerushin v'chalutza l'koyin hedyet. Mamzeres v'nesini l'Yisrael. Bas Yisrael l'nasal l'mamzer. All these different cases. There the halach is yesh lahem ksuba. They are going to have ksuba. Zok dehele gegemar. So the Mishnah mentioned, Yesh mutaris lebaleim vasurois liyevmeim, mutaris liyevmeim vasurois lebaleim, mutaris leelu leelu, vasurois leelu leelu. So the Gemara now is going to discuss it. Now the truth is, the Mishnah had a bunch of different cases, right? But really, they felt all over the place, but there's a symmetry to the Mishnah. In fact, what the Mishnah is working with is, the Mishnah is working with four different types of situations. And the Mishnah is saying that sometimes it's mutaris lebaleim, asuris liyevmeim. Sometimes it's mutaris liyevmeim, asuris lebaleim. And sometimes it's asuris lezeh lezeh, mutaris lezeh lezeh. That was easy. What were the four categories that the Mishnah is working with? Number one, a kohen gadol to an almana. Number two, a kosher to a chalala. A mamzer to a bas Yisrael. And a mamzeres to Yisrael. These are all problems, right? Almana's not allowed to marry a kohen gadol. Kosher and a chalala, that's a problem. Mamzer can't marry bas Yisrael, and Yisrael can't marry mamzeres. So really, depending on the scenario and depending on the situation, the status of the husband, the status of the brother of the husband, so that's going to determine which one of the categories that it's going to fall into. But the Mishnah didn't just give random examples. The Mishnah, me'ezetam, which the Gemara is going to talk about later, that's why this is a Kedai brief introduction, is focusing on four categories, and these are the four categories that we're running with. Really, the Mishnah could have just given me one category, maybe even no categories, but the Mishnah is trying to make a point, so the Mishnah could have told me the point and give me one mashal. The Mishnah gave four mashalim, but just to deher a little bit, just in all the excitement in the Mishnah, to make it a little bit misudar. Either way, the Gemara is going to begin its analysis of the Mishnah by really focusing on the lashon of the very, very first case. So the first case that the Mishnah discussed was Elu mutaros lebaleim v'asuros liyevmeim. An example of a woman that's mutar to her husband, but she's asa to the yavam. What was the very first example of that? Kohen hedyet shenasas an almana. A kohen hedyet married an almana, v'yesh loy ach kohen gadol. And the Kohen Hedyet had a brother that was a Kohen Gadol. This Almana who was married to the Kohen Hedyet is Mutares Lebaleim, because the Kohen Hedyet is allowed to marry an Almana. But the brother that's a Kohen Gadol would be Aser to the Almana. So she's Aser Liyevmeim. Zokti Gemara. My Irya Detani Nasa Lisnikidesh. Why did the Mishnah say Kohen Hedyet Shen Nasa Es Almana? V'yesh Loi Ach Kohen Gadol. Why did the Mishnah have to say that we're talking about a case where there was Nesuin? Why is it necessary for there to be a Nesuin? Lisnikidesh. Couldn't it just have said Kidesh? Meaning Kohen Gadol Shen Kohen Hedyet Shekidesh Es Almana. L'chura, that would be the same halacha. Why do you need that? It should be Nesuin. L'chura, Kidesh would have been the same thing, right? Once there's Kedushin, in the event that the husband dies, she falls Liyibam. So why are we talking about Nesuin? Why couldn't we talk about Kedushin? So the Gemara says, maybe you'll tell me there's a reason. Maybe there's a halacha that we need to take out from the fact that we mentioned Nesuin. That is, time of the Nasa, maybe the only reason we say that this woman, when she falls Yibam, is going to be Aser to the Yavam. Who's the Yavam, the Kohen Gadol? That's only if there was Nesuin. Because in that case, there'll be a Loisase Vase. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amana. That's a Loisase. There's also an Ase that a Kohen Gadol has to marry a Psula. Now, if there was Nesuin, it's going to come out that this woman is going to be Aser to the Kohen Gadol. Sai mitzad Loisase. And Sai Mitzad Yaseh. In the event that all there was Kedushin, so she's an Almana, so there's going to be a Lois Aseh, but if there was no Bia, because all there was Kedushin, so there's not going to be an Aseh. So the Gemara says, maybe the reason is because you know what the Mishnah is coming to tell me? That Asurois Liyevmeim is only if it's a Lois Aseh Vaseh. But if all it is a Lois Aseh, you're not going to say that. Aval Kidesh, Asi Aseh Vedoichi Lois Aseh. Because you're going to say Aseh Doichi Lois Aseh. Aseh is Doichi Lois Aseh in Kolo Tairakulo. So maybe you're going to say that here too it should be Doichi Lois Aseh. But the Gemara says it can't be. Why? Because Vakulo Pirkin. Not Kula Pirkin. Kula Mishnah. The entire Mishnah was an Aseh V'Lois Asehu. V'Loyase Aseh, V'Dochi Lois Aseh. Yet there's no Aseh being Doicha Lois Aseh. Kasha marrying a Chalala is a Lois Aseh. Yisrael marrying Mamzeres is a Lois Aseh. Bas Yisrael to a Mamzer. This is a Lois Aseh. So these are all cases of Lois Aseh. And yet still we use these as examples of Asuras Liyevmeim. So you can't tell me the reason that it said Nos as opposed to Kidesh is because halachically that's the way it is. Can't be. Elamai must be. There's another reason we use the word Nasa. It's afraid the Gemara. Why did it say Kohen Hedyet Shenasa Es Almana? Couldn't it have said Kohen Hedyet Shekidesh Es Almana? So the Gemara says, Mishum the Kabbalah, Misni Sefer. The reason we used the word Nasa is because we wanted to teach the Sefer. What is it saying? The Sefer, Kohen Gadol Shenasa Es Almana. The Mishnah said, in the case of Elu Asurois Le'elu Le'elu. What was the parallel case of Kohen Gadol Almana? So you have a Kohen Gadol Almana where it's Mutaris Le'baleim Asurois Le'yemeim. You have the Kohen Gadol Almana where it's Mutaris Le'yevmeim Asurois Le'baleim. And then you have the Kohen Gadol Almana where it's Asurois Le'elu Le'elu. The case of Asurois Le'elu Le'elu was Kohen Gadol Shenasa. asas amana. V'yesh lo yach kohen gadol oy kohen hedyet. So over there, the halach is she's asa to everybody, right? Kohen gadol is married to an amana, so she's asa to her husband. If he has a brother kohen gadol, she'd be asa to the yavam. And even if she has a brother that's a kohen hedyet, she'd be asa to the yavam. Because once the amana was married to the kohen gadol, she's now a chalala. If she's a chalala, kohen hedyet, it's not going to marry a chalala. Now that's only because there was nesuin. If all there was kedushin, then she would not be asa to the kohen hedyet. So the Gemara says maybe that's why it said nasa in the first case, because Aidi the boy lemisni seifa. Safe is the third case, where we want to imagine there the halacha that should be also to the kohen hedyet, and that's only going to be true in the event that there was nesuin, so too over here. So therefore, over here too, we mentioned the same thing. Inside, Mishul Likabayla, Misni Sefer Kohen Gadol Shanasa Salmana, and Dafka Nasa, that's only true if it was Nasa, the Shavya Chalala. Aval Kidesh, but if all there was Kedushin, Sharia Leis, Atan and Amiration Nasa. So therefore, in the race, we also mentioned Nasa. Freit Gemara. So basically, you're telling me that in the first case, we mentioned Nasa, Agav, the third case. Ah, the Tani Mishum Seifa. Instead of telling me Nasa, Agav, the third case, listening Mishum Mitziyasa, wouldn't it make more sense to use the word Kidesh? Why? Because in the second case, the middle case, there we use the word Kidesh, and then we dafka use the word Kidesh. What was the second case? We were talking about Mutarois Liyevmeyem, Vasurois Lebale. And what was the parallel case of Amonel Kengadol? Kengadol She Kidesh Eso Amona, Viesh Loyach Kain Hedit. Asurois Lebaleim, because Kengadol is not allowed to be married to an Amona, but Mutarois Liyevmeyem, because all there was Kedushin, so she's not a Chalala, so she'd be mutter to the Yavam who's a Kohen Hedyet. So over there it says, Kohen Gadol Shekidesh, so Amon of Yesh Leach Kohen Hedyet, and there it had to say Kedushin. So in the first case, you could have said either Nesuin or Kedushin. The second case had to be Kedushin, the third case had to be Nesuin. So you're telling me we picked Nesuin, Agav the third case? Pick Kedushin, Agav the second case. And that actually makes more sense. It's the next case. So why would you pick Nesuin, Agav the third? Wouldn't it make more sense to pick Kedushin, Agav the second? So the Gemara says, I hear. Elo, you have to say there's a whole different reason. Meaning, the reason we pick the word Nos is not Agav the third case. Makes no sense. Because if we're going Agav the next Tziurim, then we would have gone Agav the second case and we would have picked Kedushin. Elo Mishum Bas Buksa. The reason we're doing it is Mishum Bas Buksa. It's actually the case that's mamish the very, very next case. Meaning, within the category of Mutarais Lebaleim Basurais Liyevmeyim, in the very next case, we mentioned the word Nasa. What was that? The Kibayi Lemisni, Cholol Shenasa Ksheira, V'yesh Noi Ach Kasha. That was an example of Mutarais Lebaleim Vasurois Liyevmeyim. Cholol Shenasa Ksheira is Mutarais Lebaleim. A cholol is allowed to marry a ksheira, even though once the cholol is born, the ksheira, she becomes a chalala. A cholol is also allowed to marry a chalala, so she's mutaris lebaleim. However, at the same time, asurois liyevmeyim, because in the event that he had an ach kosher, once there was a bia, she becomes a chalala. A chalala is also to a kohen hedyet. Now that's only true time of the nasa. That's only true because there was nesuin, the shnavya chalala, because she became a chalala. Aval kidesh. But if all there was kedushin shayile, then she would have been mutim shemachik tani nasa. That's why he said Nasa. So the reason we said Nasa is not Agav the Sefer, the parallel case of Almona L'Kohen Gadol. It's Agav the next sub case within the category of Mutaris Lebaleim V'Asurais Liyevmeyim. But the Gemara has another diktuk. Umay Irya Diktani Almona. Listen Basula. Again, we're still focusing on the very first case of the Mishnah. The case was Elu Mutarais Lebaleim Asuris Liyevmeyim Koyin Hedyet Shenasa Eso Amono V'yesh Loi Ach Koyin Gadol. Koyin Hedyet that marries an Amono is Mutarais Lebaleim Yesh Loi Ach Koyin Gadol. Amono is also to a Koyin Gadol, so it's Asuris Liyevmeyim. Freit the Gemara, the most obvious question. Why did the Mishnah have to be talking about where she was an Amono when the Koyin Hedyet married her? By definition, if she's falling the Yibum, she's an Amana. Every single Yavam is an Amana. And if that's the case, why does the case have to be Koyin Hedyet Shenasa's Amana? Veit the Gemara, listen, Besula, V'chitei Mekosav Ha'itana Nesu'an Rishonim Apilim. So the Gemara has a fleeting Havamina to say a tremendous Chiddush. We had a few times in Masechtas Yavamas and Machloikis whether Misa Mapeles or Nesu'an Rishonim Apilim, which super high level means when are the laws of Yavamis angebacked into a marriage? Does it take place at the time of the Nesuin? Meaning, when a Chas and Kala stand under the Chuppah, at that point, we anticipate that in the event, Chalila V'chas, there's going to ever be an Afil of Yibam, so all the Dine Yibam somehow are Chal right now, or Misa Mapelas, they go into effect at the time of the Misa. So the Gemara wants to say a very big Kiddush. Maybe, according to the Mandama that holds, that Nesuin or Rishonim are Mapilin, maybe, in the event, that a man would marry a Basula, And then that pesula would eventually fall a yibam to a kohen gadol. It could be there would be no problem of amana l'kohen gadol, because the dina yibam achal b'shastin esuin, at that time she wasn't an amana yet. So the Gemara says maybe that's why we need to say that the case was with the kohen hedyin married an amana, because we hold nesuin erishonim apilim. And had he not married an amana, the fact that she became an amana b'shast the misa, that doesn't matter because the suin erishonim apilim. But the Gemara says this can't be true anyways. Why? Because harei cholol shenasa ksheira. We had the case of a cholol that married a ksheira, and then he dies, and she falls liyibam to a kasher. So the halacha is she is again mutaros lebaleim vasuros liyivmeim. That's the very, very next case in the same category. Mutaros lebaleim vasuros liyivmeim. For loyam rina, we don't say nisurin mishanim apilim. We don't say what's the problem? Oh, because she's a halal. She wasn't a halal when she stood under the chuppah. So nisurin mishanim apilim. So as a result, she shouldn't be treated like a halal. Shouldn't be treated like a chayvilav, and as relates to yibum. So obviously, you don't say such a svar. You don't say nisurin mishanim apilim, and that can't be the eitz over here. It's elamai. So what is the reason? So why did we say koyin Hedyet, Shenosos, and Almana, L'chaira, that's an extra piece of information. There's so much information in this Mishnah. That's a piece of information that we could have done without. We could have just said, okay, and Hedyet was married, he died, Dalach is Mutaris Lebaleim, and now she's Asurus Liyivmeim, because of the fact that the Kohen Gadol does not let her do Yivim. So the Gemara says, Havadai, here you Zichar have to say Mishnum Seifa. The reason we mentioned this was because of the Seifa. What is saying the Seifa? Again, the third case, the parallel case. Mishnum the Gemara, the Mishnah, Seifa, Kohen Gadol, Shenosos, Almana, if Kohen Gadol married an Almana, Yesh, Layach, Kohen Gadol, and he has a brother, that's a Kohen Gadol, Oy, Kohen Hedyet, or brother, that's a Kohen Hedyet. So what's the halacha? Asuros lebaleim, because an amana is asa to a Kohen Gadol. The asuros leiv meyem. Why? Because in the event that the brother is a Kohen Gadol, amana is asa to Kohen Gadol. And even in the case, and this is what we need, that the brother is a Kohen Hedyet, she's a Chalala. And because she's a Chalala, she's also to the Kohen Hedyet. Now that second piece, the fact that if he had a brother that was a Kohen Hedyet, she would be also to the Kohen Hedyet, is Dafka Amana. That's only if she was an Amana at the time they got married. Because then she became a Chalala. Abba Basula, if she was a Basula and she just became a Chalala, an Amana now, because right now he died, Chazila wouldn't be a problem. Mishum Hachik Tani Amana, that's why it said Amana. So you want to know why it said Amana? It said Amana Agav the Sefer. Just the diktuk in the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara's Lashon was 3 lines from the top. Havadai Mishum Seifa. What does that? What those words mean? Havadai Mishum Seifa. It's coming lafuki what we had in Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph, the Gemara had a diktuk. It says Kain Hedyet Shenasa Es Almana. And the Gemara's question was, why did it say Nasa? It should have said Kidesh. So the Gemara had a Havamid, and maybe the reason it said Nasa was Agav the Seifa. But the Gemara was like that, because it would make more sense to say Kidesh Agav the Mitziyasa. So the Gemara came up with another shot why it said Nasa. But talk to Gemara. Now you ask the second question. Havadai. Now I can tell you the terrace I said in Amud. You're right, an Amid Aleph wasn't a good teretz, but an Amid Beis, Dos is Zichet the teretz, and as a result, that explains why it says Nasa and Nakidesh. That was Agav, the next case in the Mishnah, the case of Cholol Shenasa Ksheira. And why did we say Kohen Hedyet Shenasa as Amana? Isn't she anyways going to be an Amana? That was mentioned Agav the Seif, Zok the Gemara, Maskif La Rapop. Rapop asked the Kasha, he had a Kasha on the Mishnah. His kasha was as follows. If it's true where Rav Dimi said the name Rabbi Yochanan, now when did Rav Dimi say this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? That mitzri sheni shenasa mitzvah rishayna, that if a mitzri sheni marries a mitzvah rishayna, b'nos sheni havet. The halacha is that the child is going to be a sheni. Now there was a discussion in the Gemara whether the child of a mitzri that marries a mitzvah goes basa the father or goes basa the mother. Meaning, we know a mitzri rishon and a mitzri sheni, and a mitzris rishon and a mitzris shnia are asur and lovi b'kal Hashem. The dar shlishi is a ready mutter. What's a mitzri rishon? That's a first generation mitzri. That's a mitzri that was megayer. What's a mitzri sheni? His child. Mitzri shlishi is the enikol. The same is true on the mitzris level. Well, what happens if a mitzri sheni would marry a mitzris rishon? What would be the halach of the child? If you go basa the av, he would be a mitzri shlishi. He'd be mutter lovi b'kal Hashem. If you go basa the mama, so she would then be a the child would be a mitzri sheni. It would be also lovi b'kal Hashem. It was a discussion in the Gemara, and Rav Dimi said the name Rabbi Yochanan that you go basa the mother, that a mitzri sheni shenasa mitzris rishayna b'nos sheni have. So Rav Papa asked the kasha. He said, according to that manda amar, listening nami mitzri sheni shenasa shtei mitzriyos. L'chura, the Mishnah gave 4 categories. Mishnah had 4 examples of cases where There are yesh that are mutaris lebaleim basuris liyevmeyim. There are asuris lebaleim umutaris liyevmeyim. The asuris leilu leilu and mutaris leilu leilu. L'chayr, I could have had a fifth category. The Mishnah mentioned four. L'chayr, there could have been fifth. What would the fifth case be? It would have been as follows. What would be in the event that you had a mitzri sheni who married two mitzriyos? Achas rishayin of achas shniyah. One was a mitzri rishayin, the other was a mitzri shniyah. V'hayu labanim. And then this man had sons, both from the Rishayna and from the Shnia. Now, according to Rav Dimi Yom Rabbi Yochanan, the child that was born from the Mitzvah Rishayna is going to be a Mitzvah Shein. The child that was born from the Mitzvah Shnia is going to be a Mitzvah Shlishi. So really what we have is, and this is where we need to really pick up the case, you have two brothers, they have the same father, they're Achim and Oav, which means the brothers as it relates to Yibum. One is a Mitzvah Sheini, one is a Mitzvah Shlishi. Shalom Aleichem, nice to meet you. This is my family. I'm a Mitzvah Sheini, my brother's a Mitzvah Shlishi. The Mitzvah Sheini is also loved by Kal Hashem. Can marry Giyotis, by the way, but also love Bakal Hashem. And the Mitzri Shlishi, he's a regular Yid. He's allowed to marry anybody. Says Rav Papa, Luchura, I can make this scenario work in all four of the Tzirim in the mission. How so? In Nasav Kiruchayu, if each one would marry the person that they're allowed to marry, or someone on that level. So the Mitzri Sheni would marry a Mitzri Shnia. Can't marry a regular Yisraelis. So marries a Mitzris. The Mitzri Shlishi is not allowed to marry a Mitzri Shniya because he's already Mutalava B'Kal Hashem. As a result, he now has the Isser. He's not allowed to marry a Mitzri Shniya. So he married a regular Yisraelis. So if each person married who they're allowed to marry, the Mitzri Sheni married a Mitzris, let's call her a Mitzri Shniya, and the Mitzri Shlishi married a Yisraelis. In that case, Mutaris Labaleim, each one is Mutar to their husband, they married a Pasa de Geshedach, that's Snuris Liyevmeyim. But at the same time, they'd be also Liyevmeyim. If either one of the brothers died, there would be a problem. If the Mitzri Sheni would die, so a Mitzri Shnia would fall to a Mitzri Shlishi, that's a problem. If the Mitzri Shlishi would die, a Yisraelis would fall to a Mitzri Sheni, that would also be a problem. V'epach v'nasav, in the event that each person married the person they weren't supposed to marry, the Mitzri Sheni married the Yisraelis, and the Mitzri Shlishi married the Mitzris, the Mitzri Shenis, so then Mutaris Liyevmeyim, each one's going to be Mutar to the Yavam if that ever happened, of a Vasuris Labaleim. Right now they're living Be'isr. Mutaris Leilu Le'elu, I have a case of Mutaris Leilu Le'elu Giyaris, right? In the event that they were Giyaris, and then everything is Mutar. A Mitzri Sheni is allowed to marry Giyaris, and a Yid's allowed to marry Giyaris. So they'd be Mutar to their respective husbands, and they'd also be Mutar to the Yavam. And finally, Asuris Leilu Le'elu, the case of Asuris Leilu Le'elu would be Islandess. In the event that she was an islandess. Rashi says, if the Sheni married a Yisraelis and she's an islandess, so that's easy, because he's not allowed to marry any Yisraelis. He's a Mitzri Sheni. So that if she now falls liyibum, so the halacha is, she is going to be aser to the Yavam as well, because even though she's a Yisraelis, but there's no Yibum when it comes to an islandess, and vice versa. So if you're making them by an islandess, so then it's going to end up being Asuris, Leilu, Leilu. But the bottom line is, Maskefa Rapapa, Rapapa said the Mishnah wanted to mention cases, L'chura, Psulim, where you can fit it in all the different problems, where it's Mutaris Lebaleim, Asuris Liyevmeyim, Mutaris Liyevmeyim, Asuris Lebaleim, Mutaris Leilu, Leilu, Asuris Leilu, Leilu. I have another Heichatimtsa. I have an Heichatimtsa where a Mitzri Sheni had two wives, a Mitzri Rishayna and a Mitzvah Shnia. They each had sons. One is a Mitzvah Sheni, the other one's a Mitzvah Shlishi. They're Achim min Av, and you have all the different cases where sometimes it's going to be Mutter to him, Asa to him, Asa to him, Mutter to him, Mutter to both, and Asa to both. So the Mishnah gave us the examples of a Mutter to Kohen Gadol, Chalola to a Kohen Hedyet, a Mamzer to a Bas Yisrael, and Yisrael to a Mamzeres. L'chari, this could have been very easily another case. So, Freik Rapapa, why didn't the Mishnah mention it? And for the Gemara, the reason the Mishnah didn't mention it was because Tana v'Shayer. You're right, Mishnah could have, would have, should have mentioned it, but the Tana was Meshayer. Freik the Gemara, my Shayer, the high Shayer. L'chura, what else was the Tana Meshayer? So the Gemara says, P'tzu Adaka. Ah, the Tana was Meshayer. P'tzu Adaka. We couldn't have mentioned P'tzu Adaka in our Mishnah. It didn't mention P'tzu Adaka, and that's a Shir. So what's P'tzu Adaka? Let's see Rashi inside. Rashi just speaks out the Cheshmer. We could speak it about Peh, or we could see it in the Hilger Rashi. Rashi, Dibra Maschel. Because really, by P'tzu Adaka, you could have had the whole Cheshbon as well. How so? P'tzu Adaka shenasi Yisraelis. A P'tzu Adaka that marries a Yisraelis. S'nasur l'bayla umuteres li'ibma. Kasha, right? In the event that his brother's not a P'tzu Adaka, so she's also, she's, also to her husband, that's the case Rashi picks first, and she's going to be mutter to the oven. That kosher shenasa ksheira v'yeshloi ach betzua daka asurali yiv momuteres labayla. Right, that's the case of muteres labalei v'asurus liyiv mayim. He's not a p'tzua daka, but the yavam is a p'tzua daka. P'tzua daka shenasa yisraelis v'yeshloi ach p'tzua daka. If Reuven and Shimon are brothers and they're both p'tzua daka, s'nasrula by lul yavam. And g'yaris, in the event that she was a g'yaris, mutaris l'zayel l'zayel, then she's always going to be mutar. Since Okti Gemara was tana v'shay. What was tana v'shay? P'tzua daka was tana v'shay. So the Gemara says, imishim p'tzua daka lav shiur. I don't think that's considered a shiur. Why? The tana le'chayve lavin. Because the Mishnah already mentioned chayve lavin. It could be the reason we didn't mention Psua Daka, even though we could have mentioned Psua Daka, is because Psua Daka is redundant in that the Chaymer HaIsser, what it means, Asuris Lebaleyen, Chayvi Lavin, Asuris Liyivmeim, Chayvi Lavin, that we mentioned already. Mishnah mentioned Chayvi Lavin. Mishnah mentioned Mamzer, Mamzeres, Chalolo, so we mentioned Chayvi Lavin. And being that we mentioned Chayvi Lavin, even Amon Al Kangodal is Chayvi Lavin in some of the cases, Chayvi Lavin Vesa maybe, but it's we mentioned Chayvi Lavin. So being that we mentioned Chayvi Lavin, so it's not necessary to mention another case of Chayvi Lavin. Mitzri, Rapapa held, should have been mentioned. You know why? Because Mitzri is different. Mitzri is not a Chayvi Lavin, it's only a Chayvi Essen. So there's a Chiddush in what it means, Asuris Lebalein, what it means, Asuris Liyivmeim, what it means, Asuris Le. And that's why it should have been mentioned. But the Gemara asks the most obvious question in the world. So you're telling me that the reason we didn't mention Petzua Daka is it's not Tana V'Shayer, it's not a Shir. No, because what do you have to mention it for? We already mentioned Chayvi Lavin. Doesn't it say Chayvi Lavin and then say Chayvi? The whole Mishnah is Chayvi Lavin. And still the Mishnah said it again and again and again. Elamai, the Mishnah is now boxing itself into. I mentioned Chayvi Lavin already. That's it. We're done for the day. No. The Mishnah had no problem mentioning multiple examples of Chayvi Lavin. So if it mentioned multiple examples of Chayvi Lavin, mention Petzua Daka. Elamai. Tanavishayir says Dr. Gemara, the Khurup Tsuadaka is the grace of Raya of Tanavishayir. But the Gemara says, right, Bakhtani Kain Hedya Chanasa Manabachal Shanasa Kshayra. Right, we got excited and we explained the Gemara before the Gemara explained the Gemara. But either way, right, it's Katani, Vahadar Katani, as the Mishnah said it. So the Gemara says, no, Hahu it's Trichale Lashmina. That could be, it's not necessarily Raya. That the Mishnah Stam and the Veltarai mentioning and piling on more examples of Chayvei Lavin, but it could be there's a Cheshbon. What's the Cheshbon? Kid Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Loi Huzaru Ksheirois Lehinase Psulim. It could be the reason we mention the case of Cholol Shel Nasa Ksheira is because we wanted to say that a Ksheira, even if she's a Bas Koyen, she's a Koyenes, she's allowed to marry a Cholol. So a Ksheira is allowed to marry a Cholol. Koyen kosher can't marry a chalala, but in the reverse, okay, henes ksheir is allowed to marry a chalal. That's a chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda Marav said this. He said, "Like who's a ruksheirus linase psulim?" And the time of the Mishnah wanted to teach it to me, and this is how the Mishnah taught it to me. It taught it to me by mentioning the case of kosher and chalal, because agav urchi, it's mavur that a isha ksheira. Even a Bas, even though it doesn't say Bas Koyin in the Mishnah, but even a Bas Koyin is allowed to marry a Cholol, and Agav Urchi Kamash Malon, Rabbi Yehuda Merav's Chiddush. So it could be that's the Chiddush over. But the Gemara says, okay, I hear. Fine. So that's why you wanted to mention that. Abbaq Katani Chol Shanosel Ksheira, the Yisrael Shanosa Bas Yisrael, the Eishlei Ach Mamzer. What about Ach Mamzer? Right? Mamzer, that's another case of Chayvei Lavin, and that you didn't need either. Meaning, let's assume a model Kohen Gadol, that's the classic case, that's our first case. Now you want to mention Cholol and Kosher to teach me halacha that a Bas Koyin, Ksheira is allowed to marry a Chol. Rav Yudam and Rav Schiddish, Beseder. But what about the case of Mamzer? So the Gemara says, Hon nami loy mahadar misnohi. That's not considered extra dashmi inon, because we are teaching us a Chiddish. The Chiddish is Lav She'en Shava Bakoil. The Kamash Melon Lav Shava Bakoil. Because we want to know the case of Lav She'en Shava Bakoil and the case of Lav Shava Bakoil. A Monel Koyin Gadol is an Isser, but it's a Lav She'en Shava Bakoil. It's only in the Gay of the Koyin Gadol. A Koyin Hey is not a Mary of Chalala is an Isser. But again, it's not a Lav Shava Bakoil because it's only in the Gay of the Koyhanim. A Mamzer Shava Bakoil. Everyone's a included in this Isser. And because everyone's included in this Isser, besides for a Ger and a Giyaris, but everyone's included in this Isser, it's called a Lava Shava Bakoil, and because it's a Lava Shava Bakoil, so therefore we mentioned that. Abba the Gemara says, I hear. Abba Haktani, there's a fourth case that was mentioned. What was that? Yisrael Shanasa Mamzeres V'yesh Le'ach Yisrael U'mamzer Shanasa Mamzeres V'yesh Le'ach Yisrael. What about the case of Mamzeres? There were two cases of Mamzer.
You have the case of Mamzer Labas Yisrael, and then you have the case of Yisrael Lamamzeres. What do you need that case for? Oh, Zokti Gemara, Elav Shmamino, Tana Vishayer Shmamino. That's the Tana Vishayer. So again, Rab Maskel for Rapapa asked the Gevaldige Kasha. What was his Kasha? His Kasha was that, Luchayra, why didn't we mention, according to Rav Dimi Amr Rav Yochanan, why didn't we mention the case of the Mitzri? Do you have two brothers? One's a Mitzri Sheni and one's a Mitzri Shlishi. So the Gemara said, I hear. And the Gemara said, Ton of a Shire. And the Gemara said, my Shire, the high Shire. And for the Gemara, Shire Ptsuadaka. Ptsuadaka was Mashai. Ah, you'll tell me maybe Ptsuadaka is on a Shire because Ptsuadaka is Chayvi Lavin. The Mishnah anyways mentioned Chayvi Lavin. The Mishnah mentioned four cases of Chayvi Lavin. We could justify three, but the fourth one we can't justify. And from the fourth one, that's a Raya that we're just piling on, and we could have continued piling. But the Tana Mishnah decided to stop, which in English means Ton of a Shire. And if, oh, Mishnah was ready, Ton of a Shire, so you can't ask any kashas from the Mitzri Sheni and the Mitzri Shlishi.